Hi, this is Mike Morheim, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Ah, you're just in time. The rituals are about to begin.
This is my boomstick!
Okay, welcome everybody to episode 20 of the Twisted Nether Blogcast. Can you believe it's already episode 20? And with us, yeah, crazy, to celebrate in a way that we didn't even realize we were celebrating, we have an epic, epic round table with us, full jam-packed with all these bloggers. That blogger goodness is just going to seep out of our pores. And so, why doesn't Bim let us know who we have with us?
Yeah, we have Kestrel from Kestrel's Airy. Say hello.
Good evening.
And well, good morning. Anna from Too Many Annas.
Hey, everybody.
Ratchag from Need More Rage.
Howdy.
We don't have Rav from...
No. Rav is MIA or AFK. AF
or Mom's BSD. She's AFK. She'll hopefully be on later.
Yeah.
We have Leafy from Lust for Flower all the way from England and really, really, really sleepy. So everybody talk really loud when you're talking. And you can say hello. Wake up.
Sorry. Yeah. Morning. Morning. Hello, everyone.
There you go. There you go. And we're going to have... We have two special guests. Nibuka from Mystic Chicanery is going to be reporting live from BlizzCon shortly, hopefully we'll get her on. And we have Crizzly Bear from Frost is the New Black on for a little while to bring some age love to the blogcast. Oh, and those hosts, you know, Vim and Free or something like that. They're on here too somewhere.
Christy, say hi. He's on here, so he can say hi.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to say hi.
Hi. Crizzly.
Hello. Are you here?
He died.
I think
you have to turn your mic on.
Turn off me. No. He's there somewhere, I think. He might be grinding rep or something. I think
yeah,
because
he's trying to think about
Winter Saber rep, I think.
Winter Saber rep. Okay. Well, Brendan Free. Yes. It's us. From Indri. It's a new food. Ah, yep, he does have mic problems. See?
Ah, okay. Oh, so poor.
Well, we're going to start and you'll catch up because we got a long show, I think.
Yeah.
And we're going to get already getting long.
Okay. Well,
so I think basically what we're going to have for the show is we're going to kind of stick a backseat. Bree and Fim are going to, that is. We got some topics to talk about. We'll let our esteemed panel discuss it. And when we can get Nibuka on to talk about what's going on at BlizzCon, that we'll get her in, and we'll all discuss that too.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. We didn't plan this, you know. Like, we didn't, like, with this live panel's been planned for months, and we actually coincided with BlizzCon weekend and the 20th show, so it's kind of funny. So, talking about that, BlizzCon is a buzz. Everybody's been talking about BlizzCon and reading BlizzCon stuff, at least I think everybody here has, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The whole play-by-play on Twitter this afternoon.
Will you kick me out if I say no, because I've sort of been asleep?
It's okay. You have an excuse.
Don't worry, Leafy. I didn't either. I worked all afternoon.
Yeah. Anna kept boycotting BA. She's like, what are you guys... Oh, you're talking about that. Okay, sorry. I'll be back later. So, some interesting things. We'll intersperse it between everything else. But the dual specs were confirmed. I don't know if you guys... There were rumors whether or not they were still working on it, and it has been confirmed, and it's slated to come out sometime after Lich comes out. But what are your thoughts on that?
Oh dear God, I can barely manage one spec, frankly. I mean, have you seen my spec? It's a joke. potentially useful. I mean, I've always wanted to try Feral as well as Tree, so if I can have the option to swap around a bit, that would be good. It also might make the whole leveling as Resto thing a touch easier. Because, you know, I could just stab myself in the back of the hand while leveling instead, but, you know.
So, but aren't they tweaking Feral to, like, the point that you have either, like, a tanking Feral spec or a DPS Feral spec? Because aren't they changing the... Does anybody know?
Yeah, that's generally been the way that the new Feral tree has been working, because right now in Burning Crusade, while it's not ideal, it is possible to be a substantial tank and a substantial DPS with the same spec, and that was apparently unintended. And so they have changed the distribution in the Feral tree so that if you want to be a really substantial and fantastic bear tank, you're not going to be able to keep up with someone who's a really fantastic kitty DPS player. And so that was intentional. Whether or not that's worked real well depends on the druid you ask.
Okay.
I'll make some people in my guild very happy, because it's been a sort of ongoing skirmish on our mailing list for about 2 years about the fact that a Feral Druid can go out there and DPS and tank equally well, whereas the other tanking classes can't.
Okay, so if you guys... Because I really don't know what I would play with, but what spec... Leafy, you already answered this, but what's... Like, Anna, what spec, if you had dual spec, which one would you try out on your shaman?
As a druid or with my shaman?
No, with your shaman. We'll try.
My shaman is going to probably be leveling Resto with the intention of going Resto for a 10-man group that's already kind of in the basic stages of planning. But if I'm going to be able to dual spec, I will be dual specing Resto and Elemental, because those two are the two that are going to be able to use the most similar gear. And as much as I like enhancement, if I wanted to be enhancement, I would have to have two completely separate gear sets for that, and that's kind of obnoxious.
Okay, cool. Riders?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'd really be doing a whole lot with dual specking, because, my priest, if I spec to anything other than shadow, it means I'm healing, and I don't like healing, I found. So there's not much to do there.
Well, you have to like saving people?
I don't like targeting anything other than what I'm supposed to be killing. That's what I found. It really throws me off balance to be targeting the good guys. So
sad orcs.
Yeah, yeah. and then with the warrior, I might keep a tanking spec on him too. But like Anna said, it means carrying a whole other set of gear if you're going to go that way. And it's kind of nice not to be having to think about that for a while. So, I don't know that dual specking would do me much good.
Okay. Whereas for us, are you going to try it out? Go ahead, sorry, Leafy.
I was going to say, whereas for us druids, we've been carrying 4 sets of gear for the last 3 years. So, you know, we might even be able to take that down to 2 now. That's a positive boon.
Yeah. Well, I've only ever carried 1 set of gear, so this could be a change for me. But yeah, I can see that, you know, the little bit I've looked at Wrath, and I'm going to assume that by the time the patch in which we can dual spec is released, most of us will already have hit 80 or be very close. But I can see in raids, depending on 10 and 25 man, the makeup, especially on the healing side, I may be disciplined at some point, or I may be holy at another point. Certainly, if we need... you know, the spirit buff, then that may drive some people to dual spec. So I think it's a welcome change, and I'm looking forward to it. Even on the hunter, I mean, survival is looking like a very viable spec these days, and love to have that as a backup.
Yeah. So, Chrisley, are you going to try it out, or you're going to stay Frost forever?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. I'm too attached to my water elemental. I just can't stand to leave it for like 5 seconds. You know, I'm like the type who always has it summoned after every cooldown's up, just so I can see it. I don't know, that's just the way I am, though. I don't know about everyone else.
Okay, that sounds really cool. So, Tim, you want to bring in our roving reporter?
Let's see if we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, for that, just on the side before I give our call, for that thing, they said that they think you'll be able to swap in distances and raids and stuff between combat. Mm-hmm. So when you're out of combat, like when you can drink. I can see that really being useful, like especially for like a druid to switch between moonkin and healing, because you actually probably will only need, you probably can get by with only one set of gear in that respect, since it's all spell power now. So you could switch back and forth if you need an extra healer for this particular fight. You switch to a healer if you need extra DPS. You switch to DPS. So.
So did you guys hear? There's a couple of cool things that happened. Blizzard already has content out for 3 new patches that they've already have in stages prior to Lich King. So it's like Lich King comes out and then they already have 3.1, 3.2, and 3.3. And you know that instance, well not an instance, but that place in Tenaris that is supposed to be like the big boy version of Ulduruun?
Yeah, Ulduruun.
Yeah, Ulduruun is becoming a raid in 3.2.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Hooray for
about 2 years
gold.
Now.
Yeah.
Is that the one on Tanneris?
That's the one on Tanneris, yeah.
It's the one where you have to go up with the little discs and just stand there and get attacked by some giant.
Yeah.
But the idea is not to get attacked, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I always get attacked.
I actually went there for the first time on a sort of Guild Get Together night. And one of my friends was sort of peering over my screen going, "Where's the ground shaking?" I was saying, "I'm sure it's nothing important."
Flat. And also, there was some... I saw this in MMO Champion, and I haven't found any more info on it, but that there's something... Blizzard confirmed that they have this secret project, and it's going to be a new MMO in a whole new universe. That it's not related to their current game. So I have a question to you all guys. What do you think it could possibly be? What would it be named? We were talking about this in BA chats, and I think I don't know who said the cooks, like the world, the master's the cook or something like that, and that you lambaste somebody. They were making jokes, but what would you think the game would be about?
Hello Kitty Online. I'm guessing. Maybe it's shoot him.
It's already. The Hello Kitty's already there. It's been realized.
Oh, it's probably like Hello Kitty with a bit of World of Warcraft or something. I know.
Heaven forbid that I be the one who's serious here for a second. I would guess this is probably a science fiction setting, and they just felt the StarCraft setting didn't lend itself to. Massively multiplayer game. I need more coffee, don't I? and therefore, it seems the obvious niche to exploit that hasn't been really, really good sci-fi game, apart from probably EVE Online.
Mm.
So, it would seem to be the obvious one to have a go at, other than the present day one. But, I mean, they've already got 2 fantasy franchises, they don't really need a third. What else is there?
That's really, I was actually thinking the same thing. Leafy, just because they have Diablo, they have their fantasy single-player RPG, and they have their fantasy RTS that they're not developing anymore in the Warcraft games, and then they have their fantasy MMO in World of Warcraft, but then they have this one lone science fiction game that kind of hangs out on its own, and the single-player RPG for that did get canned, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's a science fiction kind of futuristic game, but not in the StarCraft universe.
Yeah,
and
I
agree with both of you. I just hope they don't think that they'll sell more games by giving it a StarCraft name and not have it be the StarCraft game, because that would kill them.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen before, and it's not pretty. Ashran's Call 2 comes to mind.
And did you guys hear about the Murloc plush toy?
That's what they say. Its name is Ratshag.
Uh, Yeah, so they're selling 2 for $70. They have the people that went to BlizzCon. No. Well, the people at BlizzCon have a coupon. Yeah. I think normally it's like $50. But I have to say it was kind of impressive when I saw the picture of the Jinx station at BlizzCon that had a wall full of Murlocs. It was kind of disturbing, but very interesting at the same time.
But you never see one by itself, so there'd have to be a wall of them.
They do travel in packs. This is very true. Very true.
I didn't realize they were quite that expensive. It seems kind of, I don't know, I guess they're capitalizing on, I mean, Murlocs are one of the most successful little, I don't know.
Things
that have come out of Warcraft.
That's certainly one of the most distinctive things in the setting.
Yes. I know, and everybody knows them, and everybody hates them, and everybody loves to kill them. And the noise that they make is so distinctive, and the murky pet and the Murloc costume have been so successful that I guess if you can sell it, it's worth what people will pay for it. So,
talking about things that whether or not you feel are worth paying for. Did you see the new mouse that came out?
I'm looking at that right now. Yeah.
You're looking at right. Okay, so it's a mouse that's been specifically created to play WoW, right? It has like 16 buttons. You can do like 160 macros. It can do all this stuff. Guess how much it is? And those who already know, don't say.
I know.
Well,
I won't say.
Yes. Anna Leafy?
I have no idea.
Yes.
At least 100. 100,
say, at least 200.
Well, for you, it's like 100 bucks for us, right? So yeah, it's 100 bucks.
Wow, I win.
Well,
wow.
Actually, it's under 100.
Oh, 99, excuse me.
Recently.
Well, I didn't see the price. All I know is it's under 100. So, you know, yeah, it could 99, be 99, could 95. Be
95. it's 99 bucks.
And 99 cents.
Yeah, it's that one penny that makes a big difference, you know.
That's right.
That'll probably equate to about 60 or 70 quid, actually, in the UK, the way they normally do the price transitions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, would you guys pay for it? It looks kind of disturbing, actually. I don't know if
I might. It looks a lot like the Revolution, the MX Revolution from Logitech, I thought. You know, it's got a few extra buttons. Instead of the thumb wheel, it looks like it has a rocker switch down under the thumb. The thumb platform, you know, where you rest your thumb, looks very similar to the one on the Logitech, which is what I'm staring at right now. But yeah, I'll take a seriously good look at it.
Okay.
I mean, I have the crappy bucks little optical mouse that has two click buttons, a button on each side and a scroll wheel. And I'm perfectly happy with my crappy little $10 mouse, so I probably won't be upgrading to a $100 mouse anytime soon.
Yeah, if I were to spend that kind of money, I'd probably just buy a new computer altogether, because my machine really can't run WoW with like the maximum settings. I'd rather run it with better graphics than like have better control over what I'm playing. So that's just me, though.
Yeah.
I went and bought an N52 a while ago, so I've already got 50 buttons or whatever, and I don't need any more.
Does it bring your coffee? Does it scratch you your back, or if you have an itch?
No, but it does confuse me horrendously sometimes.
So,
which one is my index finger again?
Yeah.
You leave this index finger out of this. I might do. I mean, I'm currently playing with an Apple Mighty Mouse, and its rather weird right-click mechanism occasionally makes life exciting. I might have problems justifying that sort of expenditure on a mouse to my other half, though. That would be exciting conversation.
But does she have to know?
Christmas present?
Oh, she'll spot it. She'll spot it at 200 paces. She'll sense the moment it comes into the house.
The radar, the alarms go off. It's like, you spent money.
You spent money on weird technology stuff, haven't you? Says the research scientist.
So, you guys all I know that some of you haven't been reading the beta forums, but I think Ghostcrawler has been pretty popular during the whole beta process. And Ghostcrawler was actually at BlizzCon today, talked at one of the panels, and the big secret was Ghostcrawler is a guy. And he's also the lead class designer. So I don't know if you guys knew that, but I thought that was really cool. I actually heard this panel via the stream through WoW Radio, and it really struck me how you had like all these boos and stuff like that, and then for the most random things, you had everybody laughing and clapping and applauding. I think, what was the most random thing that was like everybody was so happy about? I can't remember right now. It must not have been that important. But anyway, so I thought I would share that because some people were very shocked that Ghostcrawler is a guy.
See, and I had always
heard the female. I always heard him referred to as a she, so I just, yeah, I mean, I didn't care, but I assumed it was a woman because I figured somebody knew what they were talking about.
I assumed he was a woman.
I don't know. I guess because I'm so used to playing with people that are cross-gendered in both directions between the person and the character that, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was cool. So, you guys know that the patch is hitting Tuesday. So, is there anything that you're really looking forward to on Tuesday to test out? Like, what's the first thing you're going to test out when the patch hits?
Is that actually official now?
It's not technically official, but you know, we're holding out hope that it's going to hit Thursday.
The third portion of the download
Tuesday,
is coming.
Tuesday.
Well, based on past experience, I'll probably decide to run an instance within 2 days of the patch, and halfway through suddenly realize I have no talents whatsoever, and that's why my heals suck. And then I will be desperately trying to spec in the middle of an instance without letting on to my guildmate that I forgot to spec after the respec reset.
Okay. Anna, what are you going to be doing?
Other than spending probably several hours fixing my UI...
that's true.
Which hopefully I can head that off because I know a lot of the mods have been updated already, and I can go ahead and download the 3.0 mods and then just install them all at once. But to be perfectly honest, I will probably be doing some talent comparison stuff because I have a huge Resto Shaman post in the works for the blog, and that's probably going to take top priority.
Okay. Kes?
UI will be a concern, obviously, because I'm such a add-on-aholic. But I think I've got most of my most important ones are 3.0 ready now. The other thing I'll probably be doing is raising my inscription skill on my hunter. I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Thanks to C is great guide.
Yeah, I forgot about that. No, I'll be doing that too.
Yep. So,
I'm trying to figure out how to respec my hunter.
I think we should give us all three free respecs.
Oh, well, free respecs until Wrath comes out.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree.
There we go. Yeah.
Or cheap ones. Cheapen it. One gold apiece.
I mean, come on, actually.
Actually, guys, I've never been through a patch where I got a reset. I think I started maybe March, I guess. How does the respec reset work? Is it like, I know you get all your talent points back, but will it go back to, let's say, the cost of respecing afterwards, or will I end up having to pay 50 gold afterwards again?
You'll pay 50 gold afterwards again, but you're going to log in on Tuesday night or Wednesday, and you will have not spent any of your talents, but anything that you trained previously that you had trained up to, if you get a new spell and then you get two or three new ranks of that spell, when you train it again, you'll get that rank back.
Oh, okay.
It also doesn't cost, it doesn't change the cost of an additional respec if you want a respec after that. It doesn't up it like it would if you actually paid for a respec.
Okay.
So it doesn't count as you having paid for a respec for that kind of cooldown.
Okay. Good to know.
There are some of the new ones you have to actually train. So don't forget to do that. Some of the new talents you get, you have to go train.
Oh, yes, of course. The Out of Combat Resurrection for Druids. Hurrah.
Yes, exactly. You have to make sure you go do that. You can't, don't just get it.
I'll actually get into heroic groups for the first time.
Yeah, I can res you. Wait, I didn't get the talent.
Well, wait, Leafy, you're going to be able to root in instances now. Aren't you excited?
It depends. Can you root in tree form? I haven't checked that.
No, but I mean, if you're before you go into
In theory, I mean, that's how I'm quite excited about. Our boomkins are more excited, I think, because they
but the res is cool.
The res is cool. The res is the really big thing, and getting healing touch in tree form, of course, is kind of cool as well. Unless that's changed, and I'm wrong, which is possible.
About out of combat res.
No, about healing touch.
Yeah, healing touch in tree form. I'm pretty sure it's still there. Jess could probably tell us.
Watch the chat.
Jess in the chat.
Jess.
Answer our question.
She's talking about heroics and stuff. She's not paying attention to us.
Listening anymore.
Ooh, there's a nice little battle going
in the
chat.
They're too busy.
Most important thing to remember about your chat room. Respec.
They can't hear us anymore. I don't know. Oh, there you go. Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
We love you,
Must
Jess.
Be behind. Maybe a delay on the chat room there, I guess. You're probably just hearing us now. I think they're just hearing us now. Anyway.
That looks like a yes.
Thank you, Jess. We love you, Jess.
Okay.
Everyone, Google Lady Jessamore and go read her excellent blog.
Yes. Okay, so, wow, I got mouth. Okay, so the raid bosses are getting nerfed with the patch on Tuesday. So are any? I know that Anna, you said that you're raiding, not your guild, but your raiding consortium or whatever you guys have. You stopped your progression raids. But are you guys thinking of maybe going back and testing out the other content that you maybe had on farm or whatever to see the difference between how it was and how it's going to be after the patch hits?
Oh yeah, we're probably going to have at least 3 Karazhan runs at the end of next week, would be my guess, and they're not going to be officially organized, most likely, but everybody is going to want to be trying out the new stuff, and, I mean, I'm certainly going to want to be trying out the new stuff. I'm going to be going probably 61 points into the resto tree and want to try out how some of the new synergies work with the shaman healing stuff, and the way that the synergy works, it really is only effective in 5 and 10 man groups. Going to be the new spell of awesomeness in 25 man raids, just because it doesn't scale well enough, but it gives resto shamans a lot of versatility in smaller groups. And so that's where I'm really going to probably be focusing, because I don't see the resto shaman see a huge change to the way that resto shamans heal in 25 man raids. We're still going to be chain healing AoE healers. So,
okay, Kess, are you going to be going back in?
You know, I really don't know. We've gone through a little bit of drama lately in the guild, and
oh no,
we haven't even done a Kara run this week, so. I really don't know. I was really hopeful that we'd go and try and do some of the 25-man content that we couldn't get through in the more difficult mode, just so we could see it. But I may pug some of that, though. And I've had a few invites to go heal some of those instances and stuff, so I may end up going in myself, even if the guild doesn't. But I definitely would like to see some of that.
Okay. Leafy?
I haven't actually raided for a while, mainly because when the Drama Llama came and stomped all over my guild, I sort of hopped servers for a while and haven't got back into it. That said, there are a number of Kara runs lined up at the guild, which I am signed up for, so I imagine we'll be going in there to have a poke around. And if they have nerfed it a lot, we might even push on and try and see if we can finally clear ZA. But we're very much just a 10-man raiding guild. We're very casual core. And so that's as much as we'll get to see probably this time around.
Okay. Chrisley, are you going to be going in?
I signed up for a bunch of raids after the patch hits, but I don't know whether or not I'll be actually raiding with them, because we are a 10-man guild, but with the latest wave of recruits, we're trying to get a lot of the newbies to get geared up and stuff. And I don't know. We'll see. But I'd really like to puck it out if I get the chance.
Riders, are you going to... I know that AC's been called off raiding for a while, but have you guys been doing... Are you going to plan to do any raids after the patch hits?
I expect there will be nothing after the patches. There hasn't been much the last month. What we have been doing has been trying to get stuff in before the patch, trying to get people titles, trying to get Zulamon bearers. And once the patch hits, I don't think there's going to be any enthusiasm left. I know for me in particular, everything I've read says the Shadow Priest class is, or spec is badly broken, and they have not been able to fix it, so I have absolutely no interest myself in doing anything. So I'm going to focus on leveling up a paladin and trying to have her ready for when the expansion hits.
So are you gonna? You're not going to do any testing on your Shadow Priest to see if it's true?
No, I mean, I've been reading ShadowPriest.com, Elitist Jerks. Everybody agrees that that Shadow Priests aren't doing what Blizz thought they would be doing. That it's badly nerfed, and they can't. They haven't been able to figure out how to fix it.
I would ask you, Finn, but I know that you raid all the time, even if there's an expansion, no expansion, whatever.
Well, I don't know about next week, because I'll be out of town. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll be out of town when the patch hits, but I'll probably be spending all my time fixing my UI and testing out different specs and playing around, leveling up some 60s or something.
Okay. Now, Crisley.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
All right.
I read your post today.
Oh, gosh.
That you were talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
That you were talking about. Yeah, I told you. I warned you. I was going to bring it up.
Yeah,
so you can't say that I didn't give you fair notice.
I know.
You wrote this post that you blew off this girl.
I did not blow off.
Okay, excuse me. You postponed. You postponed the date.
You blew her off.
Oh my!
No, I did not.
Matron.
Because you told her you wanted to get coffee or something, and you said you couldn't because you were busy setting up for the podcast. So we want to commend your dedication.
Anytime, guys. It's just that I didn't get around to talking to her until yesterday, and it seemed that we had been able to agree on having me here, I believe, like earlier this week, like on Monday or Tuesday or something like that. So I'm a guy who, you know, has a schedule set in stone, so I plan around what's already been set. So and she
good luck
seemed
getting
pretty
that
good
first
about
date
it.
Now.
Oh no, like she's pretty busy with midterms and stuff, so I'm just gonna wait it out until she's done with that. She'll be done maybe by the end of this week, so maybe next weekend we'll probably be able to do something.
Cool. Good luck. Kind of,
yeah. I'm going to need it.
Yeah. Okay, I just got a call from Nibuka, so yeah. We're going to try to get her back in here and hopefully get some good information about BlizzCon. So hold on a sec. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. It's ringing.
Oh.
Hey, hello. Hey, there she is.
Hi, Nib.
Nib?
I hear you.
Was that a full?
I hear you. Yes, I am full. Blue cheese and caramelized onions on a sandwich.
Very tasty.
Sounds good.
So Nib, we were listening to your voicemails, which we greatly appreciated, and we listened to them in chronological order. And by the last one, you sounded pretty knackered. Are you okay?
Well, let's just say that if getting stuff from the BlizzCon store was a boss fight, pretty much we wiped on it about 47 times.
Once per minute?
Oh, man.
Oh. I got into the line when it was short, and I was in line standing there for 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's...
But I acquired Epic Loot, so it's totally worth it.
Wow. But that's real dedication right there. So, were you able...
By the second hour, there was no way I was going to get out of that line. I was going to get the stuff. There's no way I'm going to stand there for 2 hours and not get something.
Yep.
Well, did you blow all your DKP on the loot, Nib?
What, pardon?
Did you blow all your DKP on the Epic Loot?
No, it was a gold bid, and yeah, I blew all my gold.
No Epic Flyer for you.
On behalf of the failing worldwide economy, we'd like to thank you for your consumer dedication.
At least Blizzard's doing well, right?
Every time that line got 15 minutes longer, the stock market went down another 100 points today.
So Nib, were you able to see any of the panels or anything like that, or were you stuck?
Oh yeah, no, this was okay. We went and we saw the UI panel, which was really fun. I actually got to ask a question there, and they told me, they said it was a really good question, and it sounded like they would think about including it.
What was your
the
question?
The UI panel was going over things like the new pets and how the UI is put together and the iterative process they use for designing, so it was really interesting. And then in the end, I figured, oh, I have a question. So I got in line, and I got to the front of the line, and they said, okay, in the old world, if you wanted to, you know, cast one of your random pets, you said slash cast random, and then you said pet name, pet name, pet name, pet name, pet name. So you had all these pet names listed out. Well, in the new world, we're going to have like 50 or 75 pets. And listing out all of those pets is going to just be too long. So is there going to be a way with the macro to say, cast any random pet for my pet tab? And I said, oh, that's really good. We'll have to consider that.
Oh, that's cool. They actually, I think, they had that question on MMO Champion. They were saying that they had said that. So that's kind of cool.
That's Nib. We know
you're
her.
Famous.
Yeah.
I'm famous, so yeah.
You're famous.
I don't know if it showed up on DirecTV, but if you do, I think you actually get to see me. I was wearing red. That's me.
Mm-hmm. Wish we had gotten you a t-shirt now.
So I went to the UI panel, and we did that, and then we also went to the Warcraft class discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it was, I mean, if you haven't been paying attention to the beta news, it's really cool and interesting. If you have been paying attention to the beta news, it's kind of saying again what we already know. Mm-hmm. Oh, the big coolest thing ever, Ghostcrawler.
Is a guy. You know what? I'm so glad that you've appreciated that, because when I said it, dead silence. Nobody cared. They're all like, okay, Brie, whatever.
So?
But when you said it was old news.
When he started doing the presentation, he was up in front, and they introduced themselves, and I think he said, hi, my name is Gary. And I'm like, okay, Gary who? And then he says, oh, you might know me as Ghostcrawler. And I went, oh, my God, Ghostcrawler's a guy. And I turned to my friend, and she looked at me, and she goes, I'm sorry, what?
He should have called us right then. Left us a voicemail. Guess what?
Ghostcrawler's a guy.
The auditoriums are so noisy.
Yeah,
I didn't
want
to just, like, totally sound like I was, you know, having a party on my phone line.
Hey, why not?
You know what was funny is that I was actually listening to that panel, and I was also reading the live blog on WoW Insider, and they had in big exclamation marks, Ghostcrawler is a guy, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, and I'm listening to it, I'm really excited, and then I say it here, nobody cares, but yeah, so I'm glad you appreciate that. I'm glad that was a big deal. You too.
Yeah, I appreciated it, and I found the panel to be really informative. I find myself liking Ghostcrawler even more now that I've seen him up on stage, essentially talking the same way to a group full of 10,000 people who are booing about Warlocks, that he talks the same way as he does, you know, on the forums. And that was pretty cool.
So,
I did the class discussion forums, and then we decided we were hungry. And we stood in line for about an hour and a half to get food. That was not as fun as it could have been.
it could have been as if you had clowns there?
Line that was here. We could see the screens where they were doing a 3v3 PvP, pro gamer something or other.
Yeah.
And the one team totally trounced the other one, and I couldn't tell you who was who, but one of them totally beat the other one.
Wow, cool. So, what else did you see there? I mean, I know tomorrow is going to be another busy day, and you're probably totally exhausted and having the thought of standing in line again, because that's the attraction. You've been standing in line for most of your day. What else did you see that was really cool and interesting?
The little figurines are really cute. They have the Murloc figurine. They have, I guess, the really cool thing that they introduced here, because I really expected a big, you know, ta-da, we have this thing, this is why we're having BlizzCon, and there hasn't really been something like that, except that for Diablo 3, they announced a new class, which, since I don't play Diablo 3, it's not a big deal to me. But they keep showing the little screenshot, and it's this wizard. And it's on the screen, it's pretty, and watched it. I was watching it, and I thought to myself, you know, this screenshot of this wizard, this is what mages should be, because it is so freaking cool looking. And it's like, you know, shock waves are shooting out from this person, and it's knocking the mobs over, and they're shooting lightning bolts and fireballs and... You know, just, it's so freaking cool. They're absolutely wreaking havoc on the bad guys. And I'm thinking, huh, so Mage goes, you know, fireball. Not as cool. You know, so I need them to take some of the coolness of this wizard and kind of push it over to the mages. Because I think the mages need, like, a swift hit with the cool guy.
I agree. And
maybe they'll add a wizard hero class.
But I did see the trailer. Has anybody else seen the trailer for the wizard?
I saw it.
You saw it? I have.
Yeah. That looked pretty cool. Yeah. I don't play Diablo, so
I'm very excited about Diablo 3, and still play Diablo 2. So that's some of the stuff from BlizzCon that I'm really looking forward to, especially since I've been for the last couple of weeks trying to keep up with so much of what's been happening with the beta information, that anything that hasn't already been released, that's going to be the only Warcraft stuff that I'm really particularly interested in. So.
Okay. So Nib, what are your plans for tomorrow? What are you guys planning to hit?
Let's see. Tomorrow we're supposed to go watch the Guild, because, you know, the Guild's cool. And I'm going to try really hard to get Felisa Day to give you guys a call.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that would be awesome.
I left a message for Ghostcrawler. pretty much, you know, hey, call me, let's do lunch. And I'm going to try, because Felicia seems really approachable, and I'm going to see if I can get her to give you guys a call. We're supposed to be the Raid in Dungeons is tomorrow, and something else. I don't know. Our first panel starts at like 10 a.m. so we get to sleep in. We didn't actually get in until 3 o'clock yesterday morning. So
wow.
We got in at 3 and then we were up at 7. Rawr!
It was almost waking up with time for me to wake up to go to work. And you were getting... Leafy was already going home.
Well, Nib, you feel okay. Leafy woke up at 5:30 this morning.
Leafy woke up at 5 a.m. this morning. Thank you.
Yes, that's right because he took a shower and he got dressed.
Yes. And made coffee.
Yes.
Which is nearly done now.
Uh-oh.
So you're not the only one that has suffered for WoW or WoW podcast. Wait, thank you. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something else. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything to ask our roving reporter as she's still on the phone before she passes out?
You done good, Nib.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You did get to listen to the messages I left?
Yeah, we listened to them after we called you at dinner.
Great.
I'm calling you guys.
Oh, it was great. Call more. That was, if you want to call, please feel free. I don't want to use up all your minutes or anything if you have minutes. But feel free to call as much as you want and leave all sorts of messages because they were great. And
they were awesome.
We're
going to
put them all at the end of the podcast. Maybe we'll even put them up separately and we'll just have a big, like, you know, timeline. And it's great when you call and you say, hey, and this is the time and this is what we're doing. It really makes you feel like you're there, especially with I'm standing in line for now. I've been 10 minutes. Now I've been in line for 20 minutes.
hold on. Before you go, Nick.
It was absolutely true. This morning, the line for the front door, because it didn't open until 10, actually curled around to in front of our hotel. And I mean, because we're staying at the Annabelle, which is right next door to the convention center, but it was across their campus and around the block and into a parking lot and over to our hotel. It's just
That's
unreal.
Funny. You walked all the way there and then had to walk all the way back.
Pretty much.
Anna has a question for you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've been looking at the Ustream chat, and Altaholics wants to know how the food is.
The food actually at the convention center sucks. I'm sorry, I could be more polite. It tastes vaguely of tomato sauce and cardboard.
So it's a banana biscuit, is what you're saying. Is
it? Yeah. What was the place we went to this morning? Coco's was pretty good, and the Annabella restaurant is freaking amazing. If you are ever near Disneyland, which is right across the street, and the fireworks were going off the last time you guys called.
Yeah.
If you're ever at Disneyland or at the convention center, go to the Annabella restaurant. It is so nice. Oh. The tangerine. Yeah,
I have to remember.
Excellent. Well, Ned,
if I'm over there, I'll probably just be in Disneyland itself. But I'll try to remember.
Okay. I thought you cut yourself off mid-sentence. Sorry.
No, I finished.
No, okay. So, Nib, I want to thank you so much for playing. Let me start again.
For queuing above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Yes. And for calling us and letting us know and letting us live vicariously through you. To enjoy this experience, it's been a tremendous amount of fun, and I want to wish you a very good night, and may you sleep well.
Yeah, thank you again.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon, tomorrow.
Yeah, I figure I'll give you guys some more calls, let you know what's going on.
Awesome.
That's great. You really appreciate it.
Yeah, the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Hey, good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I hope for her sake they're on queues for the beds as well.
Wait in line for 2 hours to get to
the elevator.
We're hot-bugging this convention.
Oh, wow. That was cool. Is here. Go ahead,
things you learn from listening to Nib at BlizzCon. If you go to BlizzCon, wear really good shoes.
Or bring a chair. Yeah. And you might want to bring some Depends.
Bring a little backpack full of granola bars and water.
Sell them.
Survive. Yes. And sell, yeah.
Sell them. Bring some good food and sell it. It's called entrepreneurism. Just build your own auction house right in the middle of BlizzCon.
Trade Channel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Finn, do you wanna play that voicemail that we got
Stop? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, we got a question from here we go. I'll just play it.
It's technically not Stop, but nicknamed Stop. Yes. So he's
his
Stop.
Sight is the Stoppable Force. So here's the question.
Hey, this is Quecklin from the StoppableForce.net, or Stop as DHI calls me. Not really sure if I'm just addressing Finn and Bree with this, or if we'll be going to the whole round table, but either way, I've kind of got titles on the brain, since, obviously. And I was just kind of wondering if anybody's planning to pursue any of the title-rewarding achievements in 3.0 or in Wrath, and if so, which one? That's all. Love the blogcast. Uh, I'll keep on listening. You guys keep doing a great job. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, cool. So who wants to answer first?
I'll go. I haven't even thought about achievements at this point. There's just so much other stuff, it appears, coming down the pike in both the 3.02 and the expansion, that achievements, I figure, are those things that will happen as they happen. And I haven't even thought about getting titles.
Okay.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet I'll start doing it once I hit 80. So I'm trying to remember which level cap we're at. Because
920.
I'm very much a single character player. I only have the 170. I have various low level alts, but for time reasons and commitment reasons, I only really play Leafy. And I've just got a feeling that I'll end up doing a lot of that at the level cap while we wait for the next expansion. It's because once you clear through all the quests and all the sort of the lore part of that, which is one of the things I enjoy most in the game, achievements are just a good fun thing to do. And I have a sort of slightly completist mentality on my character that means I'll probably end up running around doing completions just to have doing achievements just to have them.
Okay. Riders, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say that, well, first of all, every time I try and come up with a long-term plan, I end up doing pretty much the opposite. So, a little reluctant to say what I'm going to do. But I'm kind of probably going to pursue some of the quirkier achievements, like the one that's catch a fish in both Orgrimmar and Stormwind. But I can't see myself tracking down some of that stuff that would really be a huge time sink. But who knows? You know, like Leafy said, once we get to the level cap, then maybe there'll be time to go after those.
Okay, Anna?
First, I need to do a little shout-out to Stop, because Stop is also from Feathermoon, and that inherently makes him awesome, and since we're two of the two Feathermoon bloggers that have made appearances on the Twisted Nether, so I, you know, have to give a little love in that direction. But unlike Leafy, I currently have four characters at level 70 and one very quickly on the way, and of those five, four of them will be healers. So I won't be doing probably a lot of achievements on all of my characters, but some of them will be doing specific ones. I already have my hunter set up to do the pet collecting achievement, but for the rest of them, I may end up trying to do some of the faction exalted achievements with my shaman, since she's mm-hmm. kind of got a little bit of a head start in that regard, at least when it comes to the Outland stuff. But for now, the one thing that achievements really means is that Runecloth is obscenely expensive on Feathermoon right now on the auction house, and I happen to have a very large stockpile of it, so achievements right now for me means I'm selling Runecloth.
Okay. Okay. Christy, are you going to be doing it?
I'm not sure about the titles, but the achievement that I have in mind is the leading the cavalry one. The one where you have to obtain, like, a buttload of mounts.
Like 50
and
mounts.
I sort of got a head start on it, like, just doing the Winter Saber rep to get the Frost Saber mount. And I'm doing okay. I'm, like, halfway through friendly right now. I just started maybe a couple days ago, but so far it's so good, so.
Okay. So none of you, I'm surprised, because I know from, like, I'm going to answer this question. I'm actually going to answer this one. I am getting the Leroy Jenkins title as soon as Tuesday. I'm with the guild. We've already decided all of us are going to go in there, and we're all getting the Leroy achievement on Tuesday, because it's
and
too awesome.
And how do you do that one?
Oh, well, what you do is you go into Upper Blackrock Spire, and you go into the whatever it's called, Rookery or whatever, and you have to kill 50 of the whelps in 15 seconds. So 50, that's 50, in 15 seconds. So I guess you have to take a small raid of 5-10 people and have mages, so they all kill everything real fast, so everybody can get the achievement at the same time. But you get an actual title that says Leroy. Does it say Leroy? No,
Jenkins.
It says Jenkins. It says Jenkins.
Brianna Jenkins.
Yeah, Brianna Jenkins. Yeah, it's too awesome. It's too awesome to pass up. I have to do this. Mm. And actually, I have to give another shout to Stop, because Stop wrote today, actually. He wrote this awesome post listing all the possible titles that you can get with achievements. Yeah. As rewards. And he tells you like how you can get them. So I'll put that in the show notes if you want to see that link.
Yeah.
It's a really good post. So we're doing that as soon as Tuesday hits. That's where we are. We're in Upper Black Rock Spire killing whelps. Yeah.
So I have a question for the panel. It's actually more of kind of a brain twister, some funny thing to do. And I'm going to go first. What we're going to ask everybody to do is we're going to all give a silly achievement. Just come up with your own silly achievement. You can do in the World of Warcraft game, in Northrend or wherever, that you think Blizzard should add. And I'm going to go first just to kind of give you an idea. My thought was they should have a dancing on mailbox achievement. If you've danced on every mailbox in all of every alliance area or everywhere you can or a certain set, then you get this achievement and you could be like Tiny Dancer or something.
Tiny Dancer achievement.
Flash Dance achievement or something. You have to dance on every mailbox in Outland or I don't know. But whatever that's set. So that's my funny achievement that I thought of. I think that would be a great one. So Anna is going to go next because she has requested the privilege. So,
well, I wanted to go next because mine doesn't. I don't know that you could actually implement mine, but I'm going to do one that I know that I will have eventually. So, kind of like make one for myself. But I'm going to call it achievement overhealing, which is heal a 10-man instance 4 separate times on 4 separate characters.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, that's a good one. See, I think that was somebody else's. Okay, who wants to go next?
Oh, you know what? There's actually a good one from the chat, and that's Leanna.
Leanna.
The achievement is to report 100 gold spammers.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've already got that one.
Unfortunately, they're all him. Can't get it reporting yourself. Sorry.
Oh, that would be darn. The one that everybody's banker alt would have because exactly. They're all standing in Stormwind.
Yeah, or in Ironforge. Yeah. So, Kes, do you have one?
No, I've been racking my brain trying to come up with one.
I want a Yeti. Anybody? I want a Yeti Wrangler achievement.
Here's one. Not getting an achievement.
No achievements for a certain amount of time.
I mean, 20
hours
played
and you don't get an achievement.
That's right.
That's so recursive it hurts.
But once you get it, you have to lose the achievement.
That would be the only one you'd have, though.
Oh, okay. So if you got any other achievement other than that achievement, then you'd lose it?
Then you'd lose it.
Oh. Mm. So like if you happen to fall by accident and survive, poof, there it goes.
Yeah. Alcoholics has a good one.
Yep.
Getting what you asked for.
There you go.
Actually, the last time I talked to a GM, I got what I asked for, so I was very happy.
They do that sometimes.
Oh, Anna has another one. Anna, just jump right in, huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't want to, take somebody else's turn, but I would call it the is very, very careful achievement, which is to level from 70 to 80 without dying once.
Hey, oh, yeah, well.
I say that because I have a friend whose character was accidentally wiped out when she was level 53, when Blizzard did the big server transfers, and they transferred Feathermoon from one server to another server, her character just kind of didn't make it. And their response was, "Oops, we're sorry."
Oh, that's a good one.
And so she had to level her paladin again, and so her way of justifying the fact that she had a level 53 knowledge paladin that was level 1 was that she had gone into Ungoro Crater and wasn't being particularly careful and got stomped by a Devilsaur. And so her whole thing was that she was going to be very, very careful. And she managed to level from level 1 to level 60 without dying once.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Helps to be a paladin.
Yeah, it does help to be a paladin.
Yeah.
Mm. Alcoholics has a good one about respecting 200 times.
There you go.
Respecting achievement.
The problem is that you can just do that with if you have the gold. So it's,
yeah.
It's kind of a gold sync achievement.
I'd kind of like to see one.
Go ahead.
That's a some achievement for giving a particular emote to all of the faction bosses on the other side.
There you go.
And oh, yeah. A slash fart achievement. Yeah,
there you go.
And maybe make it a better, even a bigger achievement.
Why would a dwarf chick come up with that?
I don't know. Oh, wow.
Did any of you guys read up on BRK's event? Like, he was doing, like, a naked gnome race?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Like, sometime after that, they were, like, I don't know, there's this challenge that they all had to go to Ogrimmar and, like, slash hug in front of Thrall and survive and take a screenshot of it or something like that. It was pretty awesome. That works.
Didn't he call you out, Ryder Sensei, to tell your boy to chill out?
Yeah. Yeah. and Thrall doesn't like it when gnomes come into the city without wiping their feet first, and gnomes are really bad about that, so.
Yeah, well, you know. They're short to the ground, so they don't know any better.
Anyone else?
No, I'm just going to leave the Yeti wrangling thing hanging there for people to wonder what the hell I'm talking about.
It's something you do in your free time, right?
Oh, my guild know what I'm talking about, but nobody else will.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
They told you you had to say that in the podcast, right?
No, there is a story there. There's a reason why Yetis keep appearing in my screenshots and movies.
Really? Would you want to share? Or is it a guild thing that you don't want to talk about?
Oh, well,
it's
one of those... This is goes back to the pre-Burning Crusade days, and I'd just recently done the quest up in Winterspring where you get the mechanical Yeti that will defend you. You get 3 charges of it. And we were doing a strat undead side run, and you know there's all those abominations just before you get to the Baron, and I'd pop my Yeti to defend me during that fight. And then we went into the Baron's chamber and went to the sort of pile in the corner while somebody explained to us how the fight worked. The problem is the Baron does this sort of passive AoE damage effect, which just pulses out and which catches you even when you're in the corner. So our mage is busy explaining to us how the fight works, and my Yeti has noticed that I've just taken damage from the AoE, and is busy bimbling off to aggro the Baron. And so we're in middle explanation, and then suddenly we get all the aggro effects from the Baron. Everyone's going, what the hell? What the fuck? So he goes, oh, the hairy little dude, he's fighting the Baron.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
So Yetis have been a running joke in our guild ever since.
That's awesome. That's great.
Well, I think with all of these new achievements that we've decided that we want to add, I'm going to plug another friend of mine, Grizz, over at Naked Cow, which is www.nekedcow.com. Who is, in fact, a level 70 white Tauren druid who runs around in nothing but a white cape and a deep dive helmet most of the time.
Wait, I'm still processing the image.
It's on his banner.
There's a picture of him on the banner.
It's pretty good.
But, Grizz is the super cow, and he's got his most recent post is about creative achievements. And so if you have an incredible, cool achievement, you can head over to www.nekedcow.com and post the achievements you earned, and it will totally scare him because he's not used to getting all of the traffic. So
we're going to go over there and scare him with traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
And then maybe we can get him to post a screenshot of Grizz. If I ask nicely, he might.
Cool, very cool. Okay, well, it seems that we are over an hour. Time goes so fast.
And really? Dawn is breaking over London. It's lovely.
Oh, look at that. Thanks. Leaving, you could go back to bed.
I don't know, how much coffee have you had, Leafy?
I've had a cafetiere full.
So could you go back to bed?
No.
Or are you one of these people that, no? Oh, that's terrible, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, I'll get an early night tonight.
Okay.
Right.
We'll farm herbs for description.
No, don't do that sort of stuff. I'm going to go and try and finish the last quests I haven't done in Outland yet. I get all excited about the world event for the game, for the expansion, which we haven't talked about because we know nothing about it, but I'm really excited.
About what?
About that there'll be some kind of world event.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it.
I love the world
events. They're just going to surprise us.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about world events anyway, did you hear that they were thinking, I mean, it's not something that's going to be implemented anytime soon, but they're looking at actually giving guilds achievements, when we're talking about achievements, like with PvP and PvE stuff?
Yeah,
that they go up like in ranks, yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Anyway, I think we need to wrap it up. We're at over an hour now. So I want to say thank you to our panel.
Yes, thank you.
For coming. I mean, unless you have anything else you want to say, please go ahead. I'll talk over each other. That's perfect.
Oh, silence.
I'm just scared I'm going to interrupt someone. So.
Oh, interrupts. Go ahead. Speak.
Yeah, that's what mages do anyway. So.
Interrupts. No.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you something. Because I have a mage, but really, like, is it... Like, I didn't realize that mages were considered, like, all this QQing and all this stuff. I mean, I don't see that you guys QQ more than anybody else. So why is it that you guys have such a bad rap that you're every time that you start complaining about somebody, everybody starts saying that you're just QQing?
I have no idea, because I'm not the type of person to really QQ much about the mage class in general. I love my class so much, there just really isn't much to complain about from my perspective. So I can't really speak for the entire community about that. But
I think this one goes back to before your time, Chris, if you've only been playing since March. When the mage class review came out,
I heard about that a very, very long time ago.
With the new mage talents and the new mage tree, the outcry was unbelievable, and you could hear the wailing every time you opened up the Blizzard Mage forums. And that's where the whole mage tears taste like candy thing comes from, because the mage class in general... And then what happened was, after the mage class review and the mage class review patch, in all of the subsequent patches, every time any other caster class got buffed, there would be a whole huge page of mage class QQ. And what? So it like became part of the stereotype, just like... actually, paladins are kind of making a name for themselves about that now, where whenever anybody talks about any of the other healing classes, inevitably the comments deteriorate into a bunch of paladins yelling at each other.
Don't nerf me, bro.
Yeah, don't nerf me, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate paladins talking to each other. Our pallies can spend 20 minutes deciding which buffs to give in a Karo run. No, I must give greater blessing of cheese. Right, okay, fair enough.
Cheese!
My paladin husband thought that was very funny, Leafy.
So, I think on that note, we're going to have to say good night to the podcast listeners. I think we're going to hang out a little bit more here and listen to Leafy pontificate about paladin blessings. So from everybody here, I want to say thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with
Lesser Blessing of Marmots.
Calliope.
No, I'm gonna totally butcher her name. I wish Calliope? I didn't have to say the names.
Calliope.
Calliope.
Yes. Calliope.
Does she pronounce it Calliope?
Well, Calliope from Crafter's Tome. She's gonna be on.
Yep, she'll be on.
That'd be great.
So,
that'd be good.
Yep. So we will talk to you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, y'all. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Good morning.
Bye now.
Hey, this is Felicia Day, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
It is not over.
Huh?
Hello, Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is Nabuka from Mystic Chicanery, and I'm calling you from BlizzCon. And I'm just calling to let you know it's, what, 9:30 in the morning? We just got done registration. We walked all the way up to registration. It's on the far side. And now we're getting ready to go back to the end of the line, and we found out that the end of the line is right in front of our hotel. So, longest line ever. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Hi, Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is Nabuka from Mystic Chicanery, and I'm at BlizzCon. And we're wandering around in here. It's pretty cool. Watched a couple of speeches. Mike Morheim said there's going to be wizards in some other game I don't play, so whatever. So went to a UI forum. It was really cool. Had a lot of fun. And right now we're looking at probably the second longest line ever, leading to the store. So if I'm lucky, eventually, hopefully by the end of the weekend, I'll be able to buy a t-shirt. Maybe if I get in line now. So talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Hi, just another. This is Nabuka from Mystic Chicanery, and I'm in the line for the store. We got to the door. We got to the door, and I thought I was actually in the store, and instead there's more lines. It's probably 20 minutes we've been in line. I have half a bottle of water. I have the guy who passed me had a special K-bar, and he offered it to me, so I have food and I have water, so I'll probably survive. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Hello, Twisted Nether Podcast. This is Nabuka from Mystic Chicanery. And the first day of, I don't know, wherever the heck I am, is done. And I win. I made it to the line. I gave them my money, and they gave me my loot. It's like beating a really big boss, only all he does is make you stand in line for a really long time. So, anyway, day one, good things learned, everything fun, lines not so fun. Ironically, as mentioned by one of the comics, the only place at BlizzCon where there isn't a line is in the bathrooms, even more so in the ladies' bathrooms, so, you know, sometimes it's good to be a girl gamer. Anyway, I think I'm going to talk to you guys later on. So, until then, this is Nabuka. Talk to you later. Hi, this is Robin from the Guild. Keep listening to Twisted Nether Blogcast. Hi, Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is Nabuka of Mystic Chicanery. I am at day two of BlizzCon, and I have slept, I have ate, I had aspirin, and I feel great. I just got out of one of the, panel? Yeah, panel. I got out of a panel talking about PvP. The new PvP arenas look really cool. Kind of makes me wish I did arenas. The battlegrounds look uber cool, and Wintergrass is, oh my god, it's practically on the level of the play that I saw with the Wizards. Oh, it's just really, really cool. So I'm really looking forward to that. So just call on Ann. It's another day at BlizzCon. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Hello, Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is Nabuka from Mystic Chicanery, and I'm in line again, but it's okay. I want to be in this line. I am in line to go in and see the panel for the Guild. It is really high on my things-to-do list, and obvious it's on everybody else's things-to-do list, too. Unfortunately, they put the Guild showing in the smaller room, which I think was a really horrible, horrible idea, because who the heck wants to learn about that other game anyway? So, yeah, I'm in line. There's probably, at least 200 people in this line, and that's not counting the other 1,000 or so people that are in the room. So this should be fun. I'm, 40 people back from the front of the line, so we'll see how it goes. So anyway, this is just another roving reporter, or I guess I'm a roving report, from your roving reporter at BlizzCon 08. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
It is over.